of faith. Where is God? Go to him when your need is desperate, when all other help is in vain, and what do you find? A door slammed in your face. The death of a spouse after a long and fulfilling marriage is quite a different thing. Perhaps I have never felt more closely the strength of God's presence than I did during the months of my husband's dying and after his death. It did not wipe away the grief. The death of a beloved is an amputation, but when two people marry, each one has to accept that one of them will die before the other. When C.S. Lewis married Joy Davidman, it was a pretty certain expectation that she would die first, unless there was an unexpected accident. He moved into marriage with an imminent expectation of death, in an extraordinary witness of love and courage and personal sacrifice. Whereas a death which occurs after a full marriage and a reasonable lifespan is part of the whole amazing business of being born and loving and living and dying. Reading A Grief Observed During My Own Grief made me understand that each experience of grief is unique. There are always certain basic similarities. Lewis mentions the strange feeling of fear, the needing to swallow, the forgetfulness. Perhaps all believing people feel, like Lewis, a horror of those who say of any tragedy, "Thy will be done," as though a God of love never wills anything but good for us creatures. He shows impatience.